The appointment of receivers to one of Australia's biggest curbside recyclers has renewed urgent calls for a long-term solution to the nation's waste crisis. SKM had contracts with more than 30 councils and municipalities in three states before it collapsed with debts of $100 million. Corda Menther has been appointed as receiver for most of the SKM Group's operations in Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania, states which currently are stockpiling thousands of tonnes of recyclable waste.
The short-term objectives are, one, to get the curbside recycling going again, so the collections from the council, and secondly, how do we deal with the stockpiles? So we're working, Corda Menther's working with the state governments, Cleanaway and management, to review that at the present time.
That's Receiver Mark Corder speaking to the ABC in Melbourne yesterday. Gail Sloan is the Chief Executive of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Hamish. Thanks for having me.
Is the national waste crisis going from bad to worse in your view?
No, it's not. But it's a big opportunity that's actually not been grabbed and grabbed quickly enough by government.
So what is the opportunity there?
The opportunity is to transition to a remanufacturing industry in Australia that creates jobs for Australians, four times more jobs than a real landfilling. So we need government to continue to work with us, and now we've got Prime Minister's attention to actually create that remanufacturing base and those market signals to achieve that.
What does that look like in practice?
That looks like we start to prioritise recycled remanufacturing and products that include recycled material, because I think what gets lost in this...
Sure, but so just before you move on from that, what does that mean to the way we would need to change the supply chain, what infrastructure would be needed? Presumably there'd be a cost for business as well. Can you just drill down for our audience into what you're describing looks like?
It looks like some of what we've got now, to be fair, the fact that we take plastic bottles and put them back to plastic bottles and we put that back on the shelf, and we do the same with things like pizza boxes. We've got the capacity with paper mills and plastic facilities to do that. What's really missing for us is that signal to business that says you have to use recycled content or preference recycled content. So that would then mean if we had that signal that said those products will be purchased if we make it, we will see way more investment in it because we've got certainty, and that's where the jobs will come.
How confident are you at this point that the receivers will be able to get SKM's operations running again?
I'm very confident those gates will open. The question will be who is the organisation opening it. That infrastructure is actually vital. It's very challenging for us as an industry to get a development application and approval and a licence for facilities. You know, people don't tend to want to live next to our waste and resource recovery facilities. So it'll be vital to get those gates open as quickly as possible to receive the product. However, whoever takes that on is still going to have the challenge that SKM and others are having, that with Asia not being a viable, sustainable market for us, we still need people, remanufacturers, to buy our product. So it's that kick into the supply chain and that support for the supply chain that we really need.
Corda Menther is looking at the stockpiles of waste in Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania. Is it inevitable in your view that those stockpiles that currently exist will probably end up in landfill?
I hope not. I hope that alternatives can be found. You know, there is an issue with the sense that some of that has been there for a long time. There may be the opportunity to recover energy from some of the plastics that is there, which is not a long-term option, but is a much better option than putting it into landfill. There may be the opportunity that paper could be sorted further.
It sounds like you're trying to be optimistic. What are the chances of this stuff ending up in landfill, do you think?
I think there is a chance, but I want to think that it's not a big chance.
Right. What about the fact that elsewhere in Australia, many councils are just abandoning recycling materials going straight into landfill? Can you give us a sense of how much material that Australians might hope is being recycled is actually going in that direction instead?
Hamish, I'm not aware of anyone since Ipswich Council 18 months ago banning recycling, and the community backlash was so strong against that. I'm not aware of any council that hasn't actually continued with its recycling.
What are the implications of the decline of overseas markets for waste? I mean, you've sort of talked about the need to change the way we're using this material here and remanufacturing, but what's the scale of this challenge that we're now facing?
The scale is actually not as big as it seems, to be fair. It's 1.2 million tonnes out of the 57 million tonnes that we generate that we're really talking about at the moment. The challenge is amplified because so much of that is packaging waste, and that's lightweight. The opportunity, though, because that packaging waste is made in Australia, is to use the recycled. So for us, it's a really obvious fix to have government buy the recycled and preference it, but also for manufacturers in Australia, like is happening in Europe and overseas, required to use that recycled content.
Karen Andrews, though, has ruled out mandating government procurement of recycled products.
Trevor, so I haven't heard that. I've heard both Scott Morrison say that he thinks government should buy recycled products, and I've also had Trevor Evans say the same recently as well, and he says that he's going to take that to MEM, that government should prioritise the procurement of recycled materials.
The federal government and the states, in a recent agreement, said that they would work towards banning the export of recyclable waste. What do you make of that?
I think that's the right step, because the other part of that announcement was they'd work to grow remanufacturing industry in Australia. So it's not an outright ban per se without the remanufacturing onshore and the preferencing of that product. And the point is they're actually completely understand that that's a job creation opportunity in Australia, which we should be doing.
We appreciate your time this morning, Gail Sloan. Thank you.
Thank you, Hamish.
Gail Sloan is the Chief Executive of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association.